This recording, Ontario 17, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comegit Secure is copyright Douglas N. Honoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. So she was very happy to start a new job in a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up a kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My mother always used to catch us whenever we got a soaker, and which was stepping in a puddle and soaking our socks or whatever. However, the one day, it was early spring or late spring, I guess, we were out and playing on a raft in the middle of a swamp. And the raft sort of tilted the one direction and we fell off into the water and were up to our knees in water. And we were soaked. So we climbed out of the swamp and we went down to the local river, which ran through the town. And at that time you could swim there and there was this little lifeguard stand. So we climbed up on the lifeguard stand and we sat up there for a couple hours waiting for our clothes to dry. And I guess they got dry enough, because when we got home, I did not get into trouble. My mother did not figure out that I had got a soaker at all, even though we were playing on a raft in the late spring in water, which we probably should not have been doing. That would be myself and my friend who lived down the street. He was probably about 5 houses down the street, and he used to have a bathtub in his backyard that was buried, so it was at ground level. And we used to fill it with water, and then we'd put rocks in, and then we'd go down to Candler's Pond, which was about 2 blocks away from our houses, and we would catch turtles and frogs and tadpoles and crayfish and whatever else we could find, and we would put them into his bathtub. And it was quite the little terrarium out there with all sorts of different wild critters in there that we used to catch.